Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the Adult Zone. Adult Zone. With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a new edition to the Adult Zone. I am your host, Miss La Crush Hart. I do have a co-host, Black Reporter, but I think he's running a little late right now. Not a problem. And once again, welcome to the Adult Zone. The chat room is wide open. www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. That's PHONEFANRADIO. Phone Fan Radio. So that's the site to be plugged into to check us out right now for an awesome show. I want to tell everybody that it's hot. I've been, once again, when it's hot like this, in the 90 degrees, energy is being pulled, and my electricity keep going in and out in the building, old building, the joys of living joys of living in New York City. I'm going to say living at Phone Fantasy Radio. Anyway, I see that I have my co-host in the building, Mr. Black Reporter.
Yes, you do.
How are you doing?
Well, trying to get a hold of you. I was trying to call you earlier, and evidently your phone was on the blip.
Well, my electricity was out.
Huh? Ooh.
My electricity is out. You know, I have blackouts when it's extremely hot over here. Everybody pulling the ACs, and all electricity goes out.
Well, now I know that Nene is not the only one in Buffalo who's suffering up in the big New York state of mind.
Right.
So.
Shout out to Nene. Hi, Nene.
What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm getting you double.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting you double, and I'm on a regular phone.
I don't know why I'm doubling.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like this is a true reverse.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to change it around a bit.
Huh?
I don't know why.
Okay, it just went away.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you did, but it just went away.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, how are you?
I'm good.
How was your weekend?
Better than I've been the past few days.
Mm-hmm.
That surgery that I had still pains me a bit, but I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. My wife and young'uns were here from Arizona. They were here for a fair reunion. I got to see them and everything.
Oh, okay.
Which is good.
Okay. Nice.
Now you see, I slipped up again. Hmm? I said in the past, my ex-wife, and I did the same thing in front of her when I was introducing her to someone, and she jumped all over me and she said, X as in who?
Mm-hmm. You didn't say ex-wife just now. You said wife.
Huh?
You didn't say ex-wife just now. You said wife.
I know. She is my ex-wife. That's the problem. I don't know how to define the relationship.
Oh. You could say this is my friend. We'll call her your ex-wife.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Yeah, interesting.
So tell me about this woman that's got...
Well, hold on. Can I tell how I was this weekend? Good grief.
Oh, okay.
Can I do that?
Yes,
ma'am. Can I tell you how I was this weekend, or I don't matter?
How was your weekend?
Okay. My weekend was fine. Thank you for asking. For those that that care, obviously I can put it on care. Anyway. If it ain't about you and your wife, you don't care. Anyway, folks, welcome to the Adult Zone again. I'm your host, Ms. LaCrush Hearts, with my co-host, Black Reporter. Tonight, we have an awesome topic, in my opinion. Call in number 805-830-8320. The chat room is popping, just waiting for y'all to enter it. Tonight, I'm going to talk about an awesome lady, in my opinion. Awesome lady, and I'll give y'all reasons why. But she's an awesome lady. Did I say that like three times? Anyway, she's an awesome lady by the name of Barbara Harris. Barbara Harris is the founder of an organization called ProjectPrevention.org. ProjectPrevention.org offers a unique aspect of services. Now, their target, the audience that they cater to, are those that are substance abusers, drug addicts, alcoholics. That's their target as far as organization is concerned. In 1997, she came up with the idea to offer monetary incentives to drug and alcohol abusers to get long-term or permanent birth control. She fostered and then adopted four children born of the same crack-addicted woman in Los Angeles. Thus, she came up with the idea. Now, before y'all jump down the throat, and y'all probably didn't do the homework with like I asked y'all to, before y'all jump down the throat and say, nah, that's wrong, and all that other stuff, I mean, it's unique, first of all. And I think it is another outlet. Not mandatory. Nobody is forcing them to go. It's not court-ordered. This is by volunteer only. She's in conjunction with a lot of different organizations inside her, actually inside the 50 states, and including the District of Columbia. So she has basically touched a lot of people's lives. Till this time, I mean, I'm gonna go through the stats, I'm gonna go through everything, but I want to ask you, Black Reporter, just initially and hearing what I have to say about what the Project Prevention organization is. What are your thoughts on top of it, just from what we just talked about, nothing else?
Does she work with the courts on this?
Huh?
Does she work with the courts on this?
Courts for what?
Well, the courts are the ones who
just the idea of this. We're not even getting to that part yet. Just the idea of, paying an addict or a substance abuser money just to get long-term or permanent birth control. What do you think?
It's more than the government is doing.
Okay.
Do you know have now, what is the longest war the United States has fought?
I guess this one, no.
You got that right, the war on drugs. No, it is not the Vietnam War. No, it is not World War II. It's the war on drugs. We are losing it every single day.
Okay.
So this is at least a small victory.
Right. I agree, too. Their website is awesome. To me, it's awesome for the simple fact that it gives you statistics about what's going on. Now, her whole meaning is, now, first of all, folks, she is a white lady. She is married to a black man, and altogether they have 10 children, and majority of them are either black or biracial. So you know, a lot of people will say racism is she's racist because of the campaign that's going on, you know, when she campaigns and stuff like that. But, you know, her stats has been updated. As of May 2012, she has totally paid addicts and alcoholics a total of abusers 4,097, basically. It's 4,097.
That's the number of abusers?
The number of people she's serviced so far, clients, as they say. She does a client survey when you come in. So she did 4,097. Now, out of that 4,000, over half are white. Over half are white, and then here come black. With actually, half of that, like half is like 2,180, and then 9,000 are black. And I mean, 900 are black, and I mean, yeah, 987 are black, and 506 are Hispanic, and then the rest is the rest.
It's strange that the number of Hispanic is not that, it's not more than what it is, seeing that she's based in Los Angeles.
You think so?
Well, you would see it would be more seeing that she's, I mean, that is my impression.
Okay, let me tell you how they do. They do service men and women. Let me tell you that. They've had 72 vasectomies. They've had 38 neuroplants. They've had 1,000, a little over 1,000 Depo-Provera, which is the shot that you get in your butt every 3 months. The IUD. Which is also like 1,200, and then, you know, tubes tied and 1,400 and so forth and so forth. Now,
let me ask you a question. When you come up to men versus women, who ends up getting done more? Is it the women who end up getting done more?
What, as far as what, the surgery and stuff?
Getting
the treatment?
Yeah.
Oh, that's women all the way. Well, we have more options as well.
Okay.
We have more options as well. So, so they have different, like I said, it's long-term and permanent. A lot of these people, may not know what some of these birth controls are, so let me go into a little background into what it is. The whole tube procedure, getting your tubes tied, your fallopian tubes, are clamped and blocked or sealed or cut to prevent the egg from reaching the uterus.
You should have warned folks tonight that we're having science class.
No, I'm not going to warn. It's not going to get too in-depth with it.
Okay.
I just wanted to go over what some of this stuff is so people can know, you know, what is that she's offering. That's all it is. That's all I'm doing. Then you have the next plan, it's an implant that they do. They cut like 4 centimeters under the arm. It's an implant, and it works over 3-year period. So you can eventually get pregnant once it's removed, or, you know, you can get it replaced. So, you know, this is part of long term. Like I said, the tubes are tied. Sometimes they can get undone. Sometimes you can get them clipped or burned where that cannot be undone. As far as that is concerned, do you have you know, this is just a little bit of info. But anyway, Barbara Harris started this organization, and she has got a lot of slack over it. When she had got her children, when they first came to her, she had four children born to the same crack addict mother in Los Angeles. And the second child she took in, he had a lot of problems. He couldn't keep his food down. His eyes was big. Everything bothered him, from noise to light. He woke up every 10 minutes. Like, I can't understand it, but they had to take shifts. Her and her husband had to take shifts while the child slept, and he woke up. He literally woke up screaming every 10 minutes. And she was just mad. And she was like, you know, what she can do. And that's what she came up with. A lot of people say, you know, she's violating their rights. And she's spreading propaganda, and she have all these critics, you know, coming to her, and I just wanted to, you know, bring light to her situation. Now, like Black Rapetta said, in my opinion, she took the initiative, and this has been going strong since 1997. We're now in 2012. She has a lot of connects. So it's like, you know, you will get your money, you will get paid, and then it's up to you what you decide to do after that. She does do surveys as far as, like, her clients is concerned, and she realized, like, some of these women or some of these people have been abusing drugs since they was young, 11, 12, 13 years old. They've been doing drugs. So, and they've been in and out of drug treatment programs. My thing is, what's your other option?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it takes only, and you know, a lot of people don't have that support system. So, again, I ask, what's your other option? We have something that we need to get into is how this affects you, the taxpayer. How is this affecting me? Why would I care? I don't use drugs. I don't do drugs. Blah, 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 blah. But it does affect you. You know, when somebody uses drugs, and this is when people complain about somebody being on welfare and such. But when somebody uses drugs and they have a child that's sickly and they can't take care of their child, and the child is taken out of their home, the child is put into the Child Welfare League, which is foster care, pretty much. And your tax dollars pay for that. No, your good old earned money, it pays for that. So in a way, it does affect you. If you work and you make an honest living and they collect money out of your check, then this affects you. This is something that you should care about. You should have a comment on. This is something that, you know, $300 compared to the $150,000 or more it takes to take care of a sickly baby because it was exposed to cocaine or it was exposed to alcohol. So, I mean, you know, you always talk about your tax, oh, why I gotta pay these tax dollars and so forth and so forth. So, and this is a yearly basis. So my thing is, why not care?
That's true.
Why not give a hoot, so to speak? What you think, Black Reporter?
That's definitely true. Absolutely true.
And there's a shortage because a lot of people don't want to take in somebody else's child, let alone taking somebody's child that's been exposed to drugs or to alcohol or have some type of defect and nobody wants to take that burden on, let alone if they can't have, if they have their own children, nobody got the means to do that.
True.
So, you know, and another fact, according to the website, over 75% of children in the foster care agency, in the foster care system, have been exposed to some type of drug-related incident, whether it be alcohol or being born, somebody drinks, somebody smokes, somebody uses drugs, or, you know, they was born with it, or that's including everybody. So, you know.
Did you hear, I'm just wondering, what happens afterwards, after these mothers have been sterilized, for lack of a better word, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
and they continue on with their lives? Has anybody ever tracked that and seen what happens?
Well, what she does, what Project Prevention do is they actually work hand in hand with a lot of different agencies. She has agencies from church to treatment centers. You know, they have to have some type of case management, bottom line. Also, that, I guess because of the mission, like, you know, she only working on donations and stuff like that. Like, she can only go but so far. You know, like, I can only help you but so far. But however, she do... You know, like I said, the website is called projectprevention.org. You can go there. You can see, you know, what I'm seeing. She do have people who have changed or try to change. Like I said, not all of them opt out for the permanent procedure to be done. Sorry. what else she got? She got a lot of board members, and you can check out the advisory board. She got councilmen on her team. She got people in the foster care family agency, because a lot of the people that come to her already had their kids taken away, already had kids. And, you know, they're trying to prevent them from having any more. Also, mm-hmm. another thing she does is you have to have either a police record, like you was wondering how the courts are involved. So you have to, like, that's one of the requirements. Either you have to show, you know, to get the procedure, to be qualified, you either have to show that some way or somehow that you've been on drugs, either a doctor's note, or, you know, you've been in jail or something like that, that show that you are an addict and you have problems with drugs. So it's not like she just, you know, opens her, but I mean, there is a procedure you have to go through as far as, like, filling out paperwork and, like I said, case management and all those different things.
Okay.
So, very interesting stuff. We have a caller from the 646. 570. State your name. Where you calling from?
Neutron.
What up, Neutron?
What's going on, guys?
The man.
How are you doing,
Neutron? Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Mm-hmm. What's up in the O?
Yeah, it's I'm not saying a little late, but, you know, had to eat something real fast. You know, but, you know, you have to be alone here, you know. But, my phone acted up. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, cool. What's going on, Ron?
We are talking about an organization called Project Prevention, which actually offers money incentives to drug or alcohol abusers sterile, to get long-term or permanent birth control. Right. To get long-term or permanent birth control. And that's our conversation. Yeah, that's our conversation for tonight. What do you think about that?
I kind of think that, you know, if it's not like right for people to use drugs, then, you know, they get addicted to it, then it's just like, it's like going on and on, because, you know, once that person gets addicted to it, then you know something ain't right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking, like, it could be like a treatment center, like, you know, if you put the money for the treatment center, for all of them to, like, change the restaurant or something, you know? I know someone that has been drug use for a long time. It could be not cool to have him like that, but, you know, if I had to donate, like, every penny for everything I had, I would be able to do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, so, you know, I forgot to mention another
a device they use for birth control is called the IUD. You've heard that, Black, before? The IUD is a small T-shaped plastic device that's actually wrapped in copper, or it contains hormones, and is actually inserted into the woman's uterus by her doctor. This is also a long-term method of birth control. And, you know, the string hangs down.
It was used tremendously during my day.
Huh?
Was used tremendously during my day.
Right. They had the whole, they had the copper. It was made of the copper. And, you know, they had a lot of problems with it back then, but since then it's been very very effective. So I wouldn't get that, though. I'd be afraid it'd rot on me. Once again, you can give us a call at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press the number 1, we'll let you on air, and you can join the conversation and tell us your thoughts. Do you think this affects you, should affect you? Do you care, do you not care? Do you know somebody in this situation or not? And, you know, join Black Report and myself, and we got Neutron. I see Sun752 in the chat room. Hi, Sun. Hi, Quest. Hi, Mr. Focus.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening. Hello. Hello.
All right. What's wrong?
He's echoing. Hello, hello.
Oh, shout out to Randy. He's interested in tuning in right now. Randy said he's tuning in right now. So shout out to Randy. Thanks for the support. Really do appreciate it. Don't be afraid to call in and chime in. And
This is your radio show, remember.
Mm-hmm.
Always call in. 805-830-8320.
We've had this number for 2 years, Black Reporter. Why you don't know it?
All right.
Tonight we're asking, do you agree with these long-term methods? Women, do you agree with them? I'm all for them. I wouldn't use them, but I'm all for them.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick to what I know, only because it sounds like a lot of complications to me.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
You what?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
Well, the
would
idea
you get a vasectomy?
Huh?
Would you get a vasectomy?
Well, I have a mastectomy now.
So you basically shooting blanks. Ba 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 ba.
Yep.
Oh,
that was my choice.
Well, you
hurt?
Kind of
What was that?
So did her?
No.
Oh. It doesn't. Okay, you said it doesn't affect him. He don't care. That was from on a quest.
Now, who's that male voice in the background?
Newton.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Neutron and Kitty.
Yes.
Where did Kitty come from?
I don't know. Kitty just popped up out of the blue.
The kitty just came out of the tree.
Mm-hmm. Kitty just popped up out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just out of nowhere.
So, let me ask this black reporter. I'm only going to spend an hour on this topic because obviously it doesn't really affect people, so people really don't care about it. But it sounded good to me when I wrote it, when I came across it. So I see, like, you know, a lot of people didn't show up like I thought they would. But, Neutron, what about you? Would you get a vasectomy done?
Oh, no, I never tried it, but I don't know if it's affecting me, but I won't, if it don't affect me, then I won't try it, but I never do it, but I won't even go for it. I know about the situation, but I just can't do it, and I thought we could be celibate if you're going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You don't,
Yep.
So basically, you're saying if you're going to abuse drugs, you should practice celibacy.
Yep. I want to cool with that, but only thing I can say is if it looks like you're stupid, then I won't even go for it. I can tell you that.
Mm.
If it got nothing to do with me, then it's like if it's not affecting me, then I can just leave it alone. Like, I won't even go. Because if I do, there's going to be a different situation.
So do you actually shoot stuff, or is it stop it?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Or you have a vasectomy. Does stuff still come out?
It still comes out, but there's nothing in there to make it reproduce.
You can't have kids, no sex, no nothing.
Oh, yeah, you can still come. You just there's nothing in the cum to produce children.
To sterilize, fertilize.
It's like donating sperm. That's the same thing like how they do it.
It's a lake with no fish.
You got it.
Came in some out of there for a quick second. Quick or minutes.
And you,
that sounds
you see,
horrible.
By that time, I had already had my two kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not necessarily in a hurry to have another one. And
what made you all of a sudden just decide to do that?
She's asked me to.
Your wife asked you to?
Mm-hmm. And 3 years afterwards, she asked me, would you mind reversing it? And I said, nope.
Mm-mm-mm.
You didn't want to reverse?
Huh?
You didn't want to reverse? Why?
Because I'm a diabetic, and I don't know what that could do to me.
Uh-huh.
On top of that, she just wanted to have a boy. There was no guarantee.
That she was going to have a boy.
Exactly.
It could be.
Y'all could adopt. Damn. All
these
children out there for adoption,
y'all
didn't think about adopting? Y'all suck.
What I think about? Pick about what? I don't know something.
It's one thing in making a baby, it's nothing in adopting.
Huh?
It's one thing in making a baby, it's another thing in adopting.
That sounds so nice. You know, I give you a tap for that.
Mm.
I know it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my fault. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now my phone acting up again.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, anyways, it was a good organization to highlight. So, if you know somebody that's looking for service, you can look. Y'all suck. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Y'all suck.
805-830-8320, 805-830-8320, if you got some on your mind you want to talk about. There's a couple of things we can throw up against the wall and see if anything sticks. Real quick, and let me explain to you, Neutron, why she said y'all suck, because nobody's calling in. It's a summer evening. Nobody wants to be around a telephone, and it's too hot to do any damn thing.
Yeah.
So let me throw around here a couple of ideas and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I saw this thing this morning on CNN, and it was a satire done by a little brother. Some of y'all may have seen this. It's called Dear White People.
Dear White People?
Yeah.
I'm interested.
It was on CNN today.
Mm-hmm.
Crush, you want to comment about it?
No.
It's supposed to be, huh?
I don't know nothing about it.
Well, I know maybe a little bit more than you do, but it's supposed to be about the so-called all-white university in which we are maybe 2% of the student population, and it's supposed to be spotlighting us, a kind of a backward school days. For today.
Mm.
That's supposed to be what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of sugar that
out. What was his name? The guy who started this?
I don't even know. I really didn't think we were going to bring it up tonight, so I didn't really look it up, and I don't have access where I'm using the phone from right now, so.
Well, from what I'm seeing so far, he went to Twitter. I don't know if this is the same person, but his name is Justin, right?
That could be right. Go to CNN.com.
Anyway, I'm not going to do that. He went to Twitter, he said. He created an account that says @DearWhitePeople. Because he said, being mistaken for the other black guy in the office by a colleague who had worked with him for years, or perhaps being asked repeatedly by coworkers to teach them the single ladies dance, which white people do. They want to be down.
Okay.
Or they want to show the fact that they're not racist. Anyway, he said it was meant to be funny, harmless, but occasionally painful experience of being a black face in a vastly white place.
Exactly.
Their white people also serve, alternative motive. It's race identity. The feature script for Dear White People followed the events leading up to a race riot at a white university through the perspective of four very different black students. While the script was called from my own college experience and those of others that I knew. Okay, I get it.
That's a good story.
Reverse school days?
Huh?
A kind of reverse school days?
School days or even a, he said it's a dad from school days or, you know, even Higher Learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Higher Learning was an awesome movie as well, so.
Cool.
Right, so. Okay. Wow. Anyway, one of the lines in the story is, "Dear white people, there's no need for dear black people reality shows on VH1 and Bravo. Let us know exactly how you feel about us." That is so true. It's not even funny. That is so true. It's not even funny. But. You know, it's on YouTube. You can look it up. It's called Dear White People. It's actually very interesting, and it's hilarious. I liked it. Shout out to everybody that hits you up when you know you're online. I just said I'm on air right now, and then somebody hits me up and want to chat. I don't get that. I like that. Surprised my phone didn't ring yet. Knock on wood, it's about to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I said that, it's about to. 805-830-8320. Why would I say it? You got to say it.
805-830-8320. That's
the initial call. All right, Neutron.
Not that I'm a promoter now. I should be a promoter now. Thank you.
It's the summer.
We
wasted.
For the season. Mm-hmm.
It's the summer we wasted.
We wasted. Wow.
Son said he would never consider getting a vasectomy because I know it's a conspiracy to relate black. You never hear them promote white men to do that. Right? Shit.
Who's your name?
Son, who else?
To
eliminate black, what? I don't say it. Is that shit? Is that dick? Is that men? Is that what? Fuck?
To eliminate black dick.
You get lucky.
To eliminate black shit. Sorry. It's a conspiracy to eliminate. I never heard of that. Wow.
The
vasectomy. It's a vasectomy is, listen, we need a pause. I'm tired of the baby boom. We need a pause for a little while. That should be the new trend now. All these damn kids flying around. Nobody want to take care of them. Oh, black dick. To eliminate black dick. Believe me, too much dick out there.
And there's Rick. Where is Rick?
I don't know. Want to call him?
I can't.
I can.
Okay.
I could call him.
Okay.
But if I call and I get cursed out,
she will curse us out if we don't show up.
Huh?
She will curse us out if we don't show up.
All right. Hold on. Let me find her number so you can tell her these things because that's the way you feel about it. That's the way I feel about it.
I'm only seeing the truth.
We're in the brick house.
All right. I got a number. We're about to call her. Let's see if she pick up. Let's see if Brick will pick up the phone on us.
I'll take it from you.
Shh, don't say nothing.
Hello.
Hey, boo. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. What you doing?
I'm just, you know, chilling, relaxing. Got a little headache.
Oh, that's why you didn't call us?
Yeah, don't miss me.
Yes, we had to call you. Black reporter made me do it. Look, Black reporter made me do it.
Yeah, I'm sure. He had to put
I'm
your
right
arm
here.
Behind your back.
I'm right here.
Black reporter made me do it. I just let him know that, you know, I'm telling him, telling you that he made me do it, so.
Well, I figured. I know you would never do anything like this
nope.
on your own.
Sure wouldn't. I'm such an awesome person. I would never violate you like that.
Wink,
I know.
Wink.
I know.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
We got to call mad people. I'm going to call somebody else. We got to find somebody
else. I'm going to call it. I just had to get my head together.
Well, don't feel bad because I'm still recuperating, so.
It's the heat.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
But I'll call back in a few minutes. Give me 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
Find somebody else to mess with.
Okay.
This has turned to the call random people hour.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right.
Bye.
All right, bye.
How about Lady C?
All right.
So what?
Lady C.
How about Lady C? I'm scared to call Lady C. I'm scared to call Lady C.
Why?
Because we don't know what we catch her in the middle of.
Call her. I'll take the blame for this.
Hmm.
I'll take the blame for this one.
Anybody I call, you taking the blame for them. I'm just saying. Anybody I call, you're taking the blame for. I'm just saying, though.
You see how she treats me, huh, Neutron?
Hmm.
And the Neutron, Neutron, you see how she treats me?
What?
I got the damn makeup to do. Shit. You need the number?
Nope, I got it.
Okay.
I got it now.
Okay.
I feel like you don't know where I got her number. I got her number. Oh, it failed. It wasn't answered. It wouldn't go through. She got us blocked.
Okay.
Today's gonna be a short show. I feel it in my bones. Oh, it's probably at work. What? It's all your fault.
My fault.
Thanks for calling. Unable to get to the phone and answer, but if you leave a message stating your name and the reason for your call, I will return it as soon as I receive it. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Well, I guess you went to church. Give us a call back. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Girl, you have no sense.
What? Who else can we call
no
leave a message for?
Huh?
Let's call Son and leave a message for him. Don't pick up, Son. I'm going to call your phone.
Oh, my God.
Don't pick up the phone. I'm going to leave a message, Son. He says, nah, with white men, the push pro-life all day. With black men, they kick that old vasectomy shit. Never over here.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Can
conspiracy theory son.
Yeah.
Like, really? I've never even seen a commercial about vasectomies. Really? That's how it goes?
Oh,
y'all?
My God.
Is that how far you've been? Black boy, I'm black boy, you don't count. You already had it done.
Exactly.
That's how it is, truly.
As long as he's in the power of his life.
Huh?
He's in the power of his life.
He's in the prime of his life?
Yeah.
You think so?
Okay.
Son, are you in your prime? You're not that much older than him, Black Reporter.
How about 10 years?
Damn.
What?
Huh?
What?
He was practically grown. Ow. What up, Stupa? Hello. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Did you
I'm not hitting no phone ring.
Hey, lady.
Don't worry. We left you a message.
Yeah. Well, she left you a message. I was very, very kind and left you a simple message. She left you the rest of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to say that message.
Right? Play it back to us. So I did have a long show planned out, but there's really no controversy, so I guess there's no show.
So now we just... Hold on, one second. We're at the door. And how many people are there right now? If there's no show out, like, we'll be more people, then we guys going to have a show right now. Anybody here?
No. This is not how that works. First of all, when I say there's no show, meaning there's no controversy, everybody agree with me. But anyway... Lady C.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the hour, anyway. Right, it's going to the top of the hour. Kitty said hi. I don't know if y'all heard her.
Who?
Kitty was saying hi to y'all.
Hi,
hello.
Kitty. Meow, meow.
Kitty. I got to see Fancy
Catlish.
K is leaving me soon. I'm going to get me a new cat, and I got to think of a new name for my cat.
Pussy.
On this show, I don't think so.
Call her Vagina.
Hey,
Vagina.
Right, the Vagina song. Her name is going to be Vagina Song. That's her name. I'm going to have a new cat, and I'm going to name her the Vagina Song. Some of them are hairy.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah, that's going to be my new cat name. Why are you hating Black Aurora?
I'm not hating.
You know you like that. That man
a
vagina.
He wants a pussy cat of his own.
I know,
you
right?
Want a pussy. You want a pussy Black Aurora.
You want to say, hey, pussy.
No comment.
Hey, pussy.
Don't hear pussy.
Let me stop our show get deleted because we said pussy to me.
We have lost complete control of this show.
Oh, we have.
It's quickly going
come
off
in, kitty,
the
kitty,
rails.
Kitty. I want to play with the kitty. Come here.
Y'all don't
kitty.
Study what I study. No conspiracy theory, just the truth. I was just playing. Good grief. It's one thing to go looking for. There's another thing if it's thrown in your face. I'm just saying. Shout out to our good friend from Brookline. It's the first lieutenant. The first tenant. Get it, lieutenant? Y'all get it? The first tenant. First lieutenant. Y'all get it? Anyway. What's up, Brick?
So what?
Shout out.
Hi, Brittany. Why are you going to blow me up like that?
What? What I do now?
Hey. Oh my God. I'm not even getting to know this.
I ain't gonna say it.
I didn't blow anybody up. I say you're from Brooklyn.
What the fuck?
Everybody know you're from Brooklyn.
You know, Lord have mercy. All right.
Everybody. Where they thought you was from? Africa? No, everybody know you from Brooklyn. Down a block.
All right.
I wasn't blowing you up. Yeah, we were talking about long-term birth control organization called Project Prevention, where this lady actually offered substance abusers cash money to get the procedures done. After they get it done, they come up with the paperwork, she gives them money.
How much does she give them?
I'm around $300.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Pay $300 for what?
Huh?
You said she could pay $300 for what?
No, she pays. She pays the addict or the alcoholic $300 to get
after they get themselves sterilized. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that ain't that bad.
According to her website, she have since May. She have latest is May. She have helped clients over 4,000 clients. Half of them were white, and less than 1% were male.
Wow. Did you hear? We had some shit like that in New York a little while ago.
We did?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this was like maybe two years ago.
Well, I know she works out of the 56. And the District of Columbia.
Oh, okay. Well, they had something similar. Not necessarily that similar. But did you remember in New York when they were paying parents take care of their kids?
Mm-mm.
They had a program, Bloomberg, pilot program, that said that you would get, like, taking your kids to the doctor, get $100. Take them to the dentist, you get $50. They do good in school, you help with their homework, you get like $200. You ain't even paying people to take care of their kids?
To take care of your own child.
Yes. For the pilot program in New York. It was about a couple of years ago. They stopped it. They just stopped it, I think, in 2010.
Wow.
Mayor Bloomberg.
Actually, paying people to take care of their children. Like, if you take your kid to the doctor, they pay you. If your child gets takes a Regents exam, $100. For actually paying you for your kid for being successful. For parents for taking their kids to the doctor. For some parent parental things they're supposed to do. I said, no, this is just something else. First, the only reason why I didn't get a bunch of controversy thrown at it, I mean, it did at first. Crazy was because it was funded privately, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So it was probably funded by a bunch of rich white Republicans that listened, those to take care of their kids, because it was in the five boroughs. Of New York City and what they were doing with it. They said, listen, pay the Negroes to take care of their kids, to take them to the dentist, straighten their teeth out, and to, you know, get them a proper education, take them to school.
Okay.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So what say you to that? Do you think that's the program that we should have kept? It said that they saw some improvements, but they said after a while, and when it first started, it was real big. A lot of people were actually taking their kids to the dentist, taking them to the doctor. Right. A lot of people were doing it. But after a while, people were still getting checks for taking their kids.
It's called what happens to reward responsibility.
It's called, actually, nigga nonsense, you know, after a while, what they want to do in the first place. You know, no matter what you say, you find a way around that. They get a doctor's notice and duplicate it like 200 times. And say, yeah, I took my kids to the doctor, look. Change the date. Negroes is clever. So that's why they stopped it. I don't think that the overall, I guess they felt the ends justify the means. But at this point, I don't think it does. Because I'm like, how are you paying somebody to do what they're supposed to be doing? At this point, they're like, look, I mean, I guess they felt in a way like this lady did. So I guess they said, listen, we got to do something about the problem here. If the city is not willing to do something about it, then the nation's not. So I guess they figure, listen, we'll pay you just to tie your tubes up. Just don't have any more kids. I think that that's kind of what it was, at one point was coming to. Now women don't have all those kids like they had anymore, but at one point, I thought that's what it was going to come to. But we were, come on now, you remember when people was having like 5 and 6 and 7 kids at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody having all those kids anymore.
That sounds like so much work.
Cause I don't know if they just not having sex or they do other alternatives. Or women are just not having kids like that anymore.
It's just at the top of the hour.
They realize it's not worth it.
What is that about for? It's just at the top of the hour across the nation. 10 o'clock on the East Coast, and just at the 9 o'clock in the time zone. And you're listening to Phone Fancy Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you're in the middle of the adult zone with LaCrush Hart and one and only Black Reporter. Give us a call at 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320, and help us. We're grabbing something to talk about tonight.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
This is off topic, and this is to you, Black Reporter. Why are you the only one, and I'm not the only one? Nobody got my name, so why I'm not the only one?
Who's the only one?
You.
The one and only.
Okay.
There's a difference.
The one and
There's
only.
Difference.
What's the difference?
Okay. I see your point. I see. Point well taken.
Oh.
Point well taken. The one and only, the crush cards and Black Reporter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Nobody got my name.
I'm back.
Thank you for the warning.
Just asking. I was just working. Okay, so what's in the chat room?
The one
says, he said, okay, on a quest that we sound drunk. Chef Focus said, interesting show tonight. Sun said, they should send the pro-lifers after her ass. So, drug babies deserve a shot too. So I guess you disagree with the organization.
Pro-lifers after whose ass?
I guess Barbara's.
Oh, okay.
The creator of the organization.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, what he wrote.
Oh, I know.
The 803 left us. Ooh, that's what we can call.
What?
Where my phone at? I said, where my phone at? I'm on it. I said, where my phone at? And I'm on it. Shh, don't tell nobody.
After my phone, you open it. You can't find your phone in your car.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Hmm?
I said, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I can't find my earpiece, and I got looking for my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So, thinking about calling somebody else, who should we call?
What should you call? What can you call?
It's got to be somebody whose number you know immediately.
Somebody in the mind. No, I got my phone book open. I just need to know who I should call. Just thinking about who I should call.
No, of course not. I don't know my number.
Give us your name.
Hmm?
Give us some names of people we can harass.
Hmm. I know the perfect person.
Hmm?
I know the perfect person.
Who?
Want to harass somebody. His name is Darryl.
Huh?
His name is Darryl.
Ah.
Speak your father. Right now.
We're going to call Darryl right now. Hopefully he'll answer. He stood me up on Friday. I can get on him. He stood me up on Friday.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You fine?
Yep.
You miss me? Hello?
Do I miss you? Hello?
Yeah, do you miss me?
Yeah, I miss you. What up?
Ew. Why I got all that?
I just want to mess with, can a brother mess with somebody? I mean, come on.
You're just messing with me. So you really do miss me, huh?
Yes, I do.
Oh. So, what you got on right now?
What I got on right now?
Mm-hmm.
My muscle shirt, my jeans, and my sneakers, son. What I got? Hold on for a minute.
No, I'm not holding on. You can't hold. You can't put me on hold.
Why can't?
Because that's rude. I just called you. Because you didn't call me, so I called you, and the first thing you say is put me on hold.
No, because I will tell my best friend I will talk to him later.
You'll tell your best friend what?
I will talk to him later.
Hey, no. You return the call after we hang up?
I have to go to the other line to return to tell him.
Oh, he's on the other line?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hold on.
No, he hung up already. He hung up. He stuck. Oh. Black Report Avenue.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hold on.
I'm going good. So, your best friend is a dude?
Yes, he is.
How old is he?
He's 47.
He's 47?
Huh?
You say he's 47?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, say hi to people on my radio show.
Of course. Can I ask you to take over for at least a few?
No. What's up with y'all people? 2 hours is supposed to be my time. No.
No.
It's your show. What's up with y'all people? First, this one telling me to hold on. Now you want to tell me to hold on. Say hi to Daryl before you leave, Black Reporter.
Good evening, Daryl. This is
how you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I'm okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye, Black
Folks,
Reporter.
I will be back.
Whatever.
Bye.
I'm not gonna let you on. Anyway, Black Reporter is no longer part of the show for tonight.
So, what is the topic?
The topic is you.
Me? It's specific. What about me?
They want to know when you're taking me out.
Who wants to know?
I want to know. Lady C.
Right, that's Lady C.
Hi, Dara.
That's Neutron.
How you doing?
Neutron. That's Lady C. Hi. That's Brick. And we also have Sun, 752. And we also have On a Quest. And we also have Chev. Focus.
Right, you just put me on the spot. I like that. So, that's really nice.
So you on my radio show? We want to know what the hell happened and what's going on. Shout out to my internet boyfriend Philly from Philly. No, you should call in Philly. You should call me. Say hi. Flirt with me. Big Rob. Oh, my bad. Yeah. What I'm dumb for? Why are you calling me dumb? They calling me dumb. Why are they calling me dumb? I didn't do nothing yet. So, Daryl.
Yeah.
I didn't do nothing yet. So, Daryl, stop beating around the bush. What happened? What's going on?
What happened with what?
You say you miss me. I don't see you walking over here.
You don't see me walking over there.
Mm-mm.
I didn't know I was invited.
Oh,
all right.
Did you ask?
I mean, you can't just walk to somebody's house and not know if they're invited or not.
Well, you don't know where I live, but I'm just saying. Did you ask?
Did I ask?
Yeah, did you ask?
I know you live somewhere around the street. That's something.
Yeah,
I know.
You ain't got to say all that,
because
we live on
here.
You ain't
got to
put all that out there.
I'm just saying. I ain't say the whole thing.
We ain't got to go through all that. I'm just asking, did you ask? We ain't got to go through all that. If you missed me, could have called and said, Crush, I miss you. I want to come over. What you doing right now?
Okay.
You could have said that, right?
Yeah, I could have.
Oh, but you didn't, right?
Nah, because I was so busy asking what was going on over here in my family.
Because
I have family members over, but, you know, they came by unexpected.
So technically you really didn't miss me. You were just saying that to make me happy.
No, I did.
How did you miss me if you were so distracted?
How did I miss you if I was so distracted?
Mm-hmm.
You could be at work and missing somebody. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
So if you just tell me that it's possible to miss you because what?
I'm just saying, that's just like if you're in a relationship with somebody, you're at work, you might be busy and distracted, but you're still missing them.
Okay, but we're not in a relationship, are we?
No.
Oh. That's Darryl.
Nah, you trying to put me on the spot, Harry.
I ain't trying to put you nowhere. I'm just asking a question. I ain't put you nowhere.
I was just, you know, giving my statement.
Okay. So what spot you put on? Nobody said anything about it. Nobody laughed. Nobody said boo. Nobody said nothing.
Yeah, you called me old garbage.
You didn't even get sound effects.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, you caught me off guard when you called me and you let me know I was on your radio station. That's what caught me off guard. So I wasn't prepared for all of that, you know what I mean?
You wasn't prepared for what? What is there to be prepared for? It's a simple question.
And I gave you a simple answer.
So they said I'm punking him. They said, why is he letting himself get punked on the phone like this?
I'm not getting punked, though.
Right. You know that you was on the line, right? I told you eventually. What color is your muscle shirt?
It's gray and black.
Mm. It's a muscle shirt, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, moving right along. Let's play with somebody else, because you boring.
I'm not boring.
Because you're not saying nothing fun.
So you gonna take her out on a date?
We never did answer that question, did we?
No.
Yes, I will.
In the year 2012?
Yes.
Did not take me out on the 12th. I mean the 13th. Something
no,
came up. He couldn't take me out on the 13th.
Yeah, I had a little issue.
Anyway, I'm going to bring in the 803. Hi, 803. 391. You can say hi now. I'm gonna call you and leave a message. That's threatening people. I'm gonna call somebody else from 803. The show just doing really downhill from here. This is what happens when I don't have a full show, y'all. This is, we just freelance. I keep falling back on the bed. Kitty.
Kitty, so what's going on?
My house right now.
This is what happens when I don't have a full show, folks. It's been a while since I haven't had a full show, actually.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time since I had that full show. But I can tell y'all this. I have a new show coming out. Don't blame this one. But I got a new show coming out August 1st, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. We will be introducing two new members to Team Fantasy. One is Trinity B from Dallas, Texas, and the other is Frenchie. Actually, he's from New Orleans, Louisiana. But he stays out here in Jersey right now. His name is Frenchie, and the name of the show is called Swinger State of Mind. So for all those people that are always interested in the lifestyle, into the fetishes and things, you know, things are taboo, we'll be having that going down every Wednesday in August, starting the 1st at 10 p.m. So look forward to that. We also have the Sister Soldier Salute. Celebration of Women in September. We're looking for women business owners, female musicians, artists, authors, if you want to be highlighted during the month of September on the Fantasy Limelight, by all means, get at me. 347. Oh, wait, hold on. PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com. Yeah, y'all could do that. Or, yeah, send me contact information. I'll get back to you. So PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com is where you need to be. And we'll be back on air Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And I actually got topics for that show. We're going to get all in Lady C's business. She went on vacation for a long time. And we're going to get all in her business and find out what she did on her vacation. And I have a couple of, you know, top questions I want to ask y'all. And all that good stuff. So, you know, that's...
Hot seat time. What is it? Hot seat.
You want me to hot seat first?
Mm-mm. No, not hot seat time.
Sounds like he was getting excited over that.
Oh, this is a bit of mine. This says. State of mind. Yeah. No, that's like, I thought my thoughts. I thought I got spooky thoughts.
Mm.
No. But it's cool. You know, it's whatever. You know, that anything that will, you know, I'm like, oh, it's getting interested in anybody. Closer to the end. 58. Anyways. Oh, that's up again. Stop for me. Update. Upgrade. Definitely type of upgrade. Sure. Why so quiet?
Say something. Bring a topic. You say everybody's so quiet. Say something.
Oh, my topic for Thursday will be, I can't tell you right now. I'm gonna have to wait till Thursday. What's your poopoo thoughts? That's my topic. What's your poopoo thoughts?
Hmm. Food for thought. Hmm.
That's not interesting. That's not interesting. No,
yeah, it's interesting. Food for thought could be plenty things. What's on your mind the most? Hmm.
Yeah. Let me see. My poopoo thought is, they're trying to tell us to get rid of building of stuff. So, you know, I guess get down. Ever since they made that committee about spending sodas and restaurants, movie theaters and stuff.
What?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
That's what you talk about that on Thursday, you know, so everything's all African. Everybody could speak up on everything that they could think of or wherever I found mine. Because I got a lot of thinking going on right now, so you know me. I'm just sitting here. It is hot in this house, so my house is real hot right now, though. And I need to.
The air is not working?
No, my fan is messed up. It makes too many noises.
I don't got no kind of AC, and that's blowing minds. You know that, and then I don't got no kind of no. This heat wave is driving me bananas. Like, it's just ridiculous. You know how people act towards the heat, the sun and then, you know, it just, they're gonna feel like that. But anyway, yeah. That could be interesting though. Besides that. Hello. Nine.
Okay.
I ain't doing nothing though.
It's hot all over. Everybody's waiting on air and fans are getting expensive now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now that Nate, oh damn, I got 3 on the phone now. Ah, crazy. I'm on two lines right now. Oh, I was on one friend. All right. But anyways, it's hot. This is crazy. I got some good news, I got some bad news. I'm about to faint. this is real funny. Maybe nobody in here? Maybe I left the line or something?
I don't know. I guess they have.
Anybody there? Just you? Nobody else is online?
I don't know. Where's Brick and Crush?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm just saying, think of anything you could have. Just think of anything, not just depending on you. So, you know.
Is this a sham fucking show?
He's choking.
He said it was quiet. I told him to talk. So he started talking.
It's a sham fucking show.
I said, somebody's choking. I ain't talking about Eminem 8 Mile.
I can't go home. Let's go to the show.
But fooled you the fool.
He ain't that heavy. His name is Chevy Show.
Okay. Shout out to the electricity going out.
Yeah, shout out to the people that didn't bring no damn AC in this house. No fingers.
Shout out to people who,
shout out to the burnout.
Yeah. Shout out to the burnout. My whole thing just shut off in the middle of me talking.
Right, in 2012.
People, why you took away Shambo with the shine, though?
Huh?
You took away his role with the shine. Yeah, Spill was the Chevy Sham Show. The Sham Show for a minute.
Oh, my bad. Where's Shab at? Shab here? Shab not here?
Oh, he was going in. I said, damn, I had to give him a promo, an opener. And go.
Darryl's still here.
Hi, Darryl.
How
you doing? Yeah. What you
doing, Darryl?
What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Making something to eat.
What you making?
I'm making some pork chops, some rice, and some mixed vegetables.
You gonna feed me?
Sure, why not?
You gotta say it like you mean it. That don't help.
What you want me to say? I said I'll feed you.
No. You said sure, why not? You didn't say you feed me. You said sure, why not? That's not what I want to hear. You gotta tell me what
I
want to hear.
I don't like telling people what they want to hear because I look like a liar.
So that means you just lied to me now?
No. not going to tell people what they want to hear. I'm going to tell people what's wrong.
So basically you just lied to me again.
No, I did. I said, I'll please you.
No, you didn't. That's not what you said.
I said, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
One said, I'll feed you. The other says, sure, why not?
I'll feed and you. You like busting my child, don't you?
I mean, it was totally two sets of words. But then again, I did ask you a question and you answered it, right?
Yeah.
You could have just said that, but you didn't say that. So, I guess I do like boxing your job. Anyway. So, I got alligator legs. You gonna ocean them?
You said what?
I got alligator legs. You
want to
lotion them?
You got alligator legs?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to lotion them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where's the lotion?
Where's the lotion?
You're going to do so much, but you ain't do nothing at all. You notice that?
What happened?
Nothing. Awesome. Hi, everybody that tuned in. Hi, Chef. Hi, Quest. Hi, Philly. Hi, Son. I said Quest. I want to have orgy with those four guys right there. Daryl, you have been part of orgy?
I'm good. What the hell?
You good. That sound like me, don't it? But it's not the sound.
it sounds strange, though, a little bit. You know, it's how she's like a hidden dragon style.
It's not me this time. I'm too hot to sleep.
Can't sleep in this weather right now. It's too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready.
Shout out to the 757. 757, you are on air right now. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, sweetheart, you know who this is. This is the one and only Jalox. How you doing, sweetheart?
Really did not know it was you, but how are you?
What's going on with you, sweetie?
I'm doing good. Why you starting trouble on my page?
I'm not starting no trouble, man. You talking about people got to pay and all this stuff? I'm like, what's going on?
I didn't say you had to pay. I just said it wasn't for free. I never said you had to pay. I just said it wasn't for free.
Okay. I was wondering. I was like, oh, my goodness. But now I won't try to start no trouble on your page, especially the other day. Especially the other day.
Right. The DEA never showed up at my door, by the way. They never did.
They never showed up?
They never showed up.
Oh, they sent me a questionnaire, but they still ain't showed up to me either.
No, they never showed up at my door. Oh, people wonder what we're talking about. Last, I think Sunday or something like that,
yeah.
I posted a baggie of ganja.
You can't even call that a baggie. That wasn't
right,
a baggie.
It wasn't even a baggie. It was a
look, so she had like a Food Lion bag.
Of ganja on my page, and they went hectic. I said, going to get high, 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 LOL. And I didn't even smoke, folks. That wasn't even mine. Somebody just asked me to put it on my page, but it wasn't even mine. Anyway, you know, people just started going in, like, please take it off the page. DEA is looking. They're going to get you. They
and
they
were just making
door.
Me so mad with that
yeah,
dumb
was,
stuff.
They was calling
I'm
me
like,
dumbass.
I had to tell everybody, like, the DEA is not coming to the door. They do not care about anybody that is smoking herb. They are looking for the kingpins. The people that are selling the stuff up there, making deals, putting numbers out and stuff like that. They're looking for gang members, pedophiles, stuff like that. Not somebody that is sitting back smoking a joint and zoning out on the TV. They don't care nothing about that. And then people were sitting there getting stupid talking about, See, if it ain't about money, then let it go. Well, the illegalization of marijuana was always about money. That's the whole reason why it's illegal, because the timber industry, the alcohol industry, and the paper industry was going to lose money because marijuana is a cheap, reusable, you know what I'm saying, raw material.
Right.
It can be recycled, reused, you know, regenerated within 3 to 4 to 5 months' time, where trees that are cut down for all of these things take generations, takes a human's lifetime to become big enough to chop down again and to use the way that we need it.
Right. Crazy. But they went in on my page, folks. It's still up
yeah.
there. I didn't delete it. I didn't delete nobody's comment. Everything is still up there.
Don't delete nothing.
I didn't delete nothing. Everything is still up there. And you know, you don't see me smoking. You don't see no pipes. You don't see any of that. You just see a little baggie full of some orange and green weed. You don't even see that the fact that it's orange and green and Skittle looking. But,
you need to get you one of them high-def cameras.
It was definitely contact off of that. That right there was some potent stuff, so we just had to share it with the world.
You know, I'm about to get me a little puff puff pass going on in here in just a second. So what's the topic for tonight?
Actually, speaking of drugs, the topic for tonight really was about this organization called Project Prevention. And
what is that?
This lady from Los Angeles started an organization where she actually gives cash incentive to substance abusers. So if you abuse alcohol or you're an addict of, like, cocaine, heroin, or any type of drug, you've been in jail for it, or you have a doctor's note that says that you are addicted to it.
Okay, so I need a doctor's note that says
no.
I like oodles and noodles, right?
No. This is, on some real serious addict stuff. I'm not,
You got to be, like, a for real addict. Well, damn.
Right. And what happens
I kind of kicked my alcohol habit. I've kicked that. I haven't done any heavy drinking since last year. And really, I would have to say I just had my second beer of the year about, what, 4 nights ago?
Well, congratulations to you, but we're talking about heavy users. But what happens?
I'm a pothead. I will admit that I go through at least a quarter a day, and that's at least.
Mhm. Mhm.
You know what I mean? I would have to say I'm a pothead. Yeah.
Mhm. So.
But I ain't giving it up.
What the deal is though, for you to get this cash incentive, you have to go get fixed, pretty much. Sterilization, long-term birth control, whether it be a vasectomy for
guys. Oh, hold on,
whoa.
I didn't know what you meant by go get fixed. You, ooh, hell no, that help is the devil. No, that is not happening. No, I thought she meant go get help, stop smoking that mess. No, I am not, no.
You gotta go get fixed.
If my child wants to smoke ganja when they get of age, they can do that.
But
is that
is
what she meant
after,
by that? She doesn't want that kind of gene or that kind of trait.
No, what happened was she was a foster mother, and she ended up adopting 4 children, and their mother was on crack, and they were all born with drugs in their system. So to prevent that, she basically stopped it at the beginning. Like, you know, you can put these people in treatment. They come in and out. And a lot of the kids that's be, you know, foster care and you know, being born by these drug addicts are being taken away, or, you know, she couldn't take care of, you know, these foster kids.
Oh, man.
Don't have enough foster parents.
I would have to say that's very smart. Where are they doing that at?
Actually, she's based in Los Angeles. However, she works in the 50 states as well as the District of Columbia. And it's called projectprevention.org.
Okay. Man, I would like to get down with something like that, man. I know a lot of drug addicts.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot. I've grown up with a lot of people that ended up becoming, you know, drug addicts. I know a couple of meth heads, you know, people that just pop pills left and right and mess their brains all up. They're not the people that I remember. I know a lot of people like that could definitely, you know what I mean, I mean, I wouldn't say they're going to benefit from it because all they're going to do is take the money and go buy drugs, but at least
but that's the
wouldn't
thing.
Have to worry
that's
about
the
a kid.
Does. Right, exactly. That's the thing. Like, her thing is she does work with a lot of organizations as far as giving out referrals and things like that, but what she's concerned of is that you do not reproduce. That's
yeah, yeah, that
don't,
is definitely
don't
understandable.
Don't have children that are addicted, you know, that they come out addicted to cocaine and heroin and, you know, if you
and they got
drink
these
a lot.
Brains,
they,
everything
right,
is wrong with them. They're underdeveloped and all types of things, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely feel that movement right there. I'll definitely back that 125%.
Okay, well, that's basically what the show is basically about. I was just giving people different thoughts on it and things like that. You go get the services done, and she'll give you about $300.
About $300
mm-hmm.
for you to go into surgery. Now, I can understand for the men going through that, for the $300 or whatever, but isn't it dangerous for the woman to get her tubes tied and all that? Because this is more of a serious surgery for a female, right?
Well, they're more than just tubes tied. They also do long-term as well as, you know, you can get the implant put in your arm.
Oh, some implant birth control shit?
Right, the implant
yeah,
birth control.
Yeah, that's just like the pill, though.
You can get on Depo Provera, which is a needle. The shot you get every 3 months in your booty.
Now, do you get $300 every 3 months since you get that shot in your ass?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. you got the IUD, which is the plastic T-shaped implant that they put in the uterus.
Yeah, the Nuva ring, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but that stuff is giving people like ovarian and cervical cancer and shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
See, so you don't even want to go through that. If you're going to do it, I would say go ahead and go for the tubes tied and all that. But the women definitely need to get money out of this.
All the recesses and, like, okay, they do go through all the different options you have. And basically, it's your choice. So if you feel like you want to get the IUD or anything like that, they'll tell you all the risks and stuff like that. They have to. And it's basically your choice to, you know, decide if that's what you want to do or not.
My thoughts on it is this right here. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the money, I can see the guys are getting $300. Because literally, you're awake. They numb you up. You're looking at everything that they're doing. It's a quick little staple here, staple there, and you're gone. You know what I mean? They sew you back up, you're gone. It's really not nothing. But the stuff that the women got to go through, the cancers, blood clots, the heart disease, the stuff that they're looking at with the medications like the... Like the pill in the arm and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
That I think y'all deserve a little bit more money. At least for the pill in the arm, at least $500 or something like that. But if it was something like the surgery, at least $1,000 for the female. Y'all are taking much more of a risk with your life with doing that.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called in. I really do appreciate you calling into my show. This is your first time.
No problem, sweetheart. I'm trying not to cause any more problems on your page.
Nah, it's all good. You're sexy with it. But the organization, if you do want to look it up, for anybody that want to look it up, is called projectprevention.org. Their number is 704-454-9922. That's 704-454-9922. And, they can call in. You can info@projectprevention.org. That's their email address. And you can contact them. You can, you know, they have a lot of information on their website. They have stats. Like, that's what I was looking at. They have the stats that they have available and all that good stuff. So check it out. It's very good.
All
very
right.
Interesting.
That
I liked it. So that's basically what we were talking about, besides my electricity going out. And this guy right here, Darryl, stood me up last Friday. So he was busting his balls.
Excuse me, why are you putting my business on the radio?
We was
busting his balls. I am going to get back at you in a little while. It's time for a little puff pass in here. Y'all continue with the show. I shall talk with y'all later.
Bye.
Peace out, sweetheart.
What you said, Darryl?
I said, that's what I'm about to do.
That's what you're about to do? So you going to hang up on me?
What you said? Nah, I ain't hanging up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can do more than one thing. Huh?
to never get high on your own supply, number five.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, you want to be rapping. You want to be rapping all in our ear? No.
I know, just, you know, saying about the same crack commitment, but Biggie Small.
Shout out to the 404, the 917. I see you, 917. How you doing? Ew. hi, Philly. Philly is in here. Hi, Philly. On the Quest is on there. Chef Focus. Hi, y'all. Just the show. Hello. Welcome to my show. Pisces. Cheese is Pisces. Welcome. So, basically, folks, we at the last 15 minutes. This is the point of time where I let Chef on. Hi, boo.
Hello.
Ew. Hello, Chef. Hello.
You hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. How you doing?
Hi. Doing fine. Listen to the show. This is, has to be the most interesting show ever.
I'm glad.
Yeah, it was. Surprisingly, it was.
Right. Surprisingly, it was. Good.
Yeah. No, but I have to say about the topic, though. One thing about if you get a vasectomy, it makes you limp. Can't get your dick up.
Oh.
I wouldn't recommend nobody. Yeah. I have a brother who has that, and, you know, he can't get his dick up.
He told you this?
My sister told me this. That's why his wife didn't believe it. I don't fuck with that nigga.
I mean, it affects different people. That probably don't have nothing to do with it, but, you know.
Nah, I'm just saying. I wouldn't recommend people for that little $300. I wouldn't recommend them.
Why not? Y'all feel understand that these are drug addicts. You got drug addicts that will sit up there and suck a dick just to get a hit. You know what I mean? Like, these people don't have no shame in their game. These ain't no regular functional people. These are people that are actually, you know.
I don't want to let it come to 10:30.
Right. Anyway, these are, you know, like I said, these are people that really do abuse drugs. Like, they've been doing this since they were 11 or 12. And, like, this is like the local crackhead. Would you want to see your local crackhead pregnant? That's what I'm saying.
Well, it depends. Well, no, I wouldn't want to see my local crackhead pregnant, but, like, who wouldn't want to fuck a crackhead in the first place?
But they do. Don't just, let's not even go there. That's, you know.
No,
they
I know.
Do.
I know. But I wouldn't want to fucking crack it. You know,
There's actually a porn out there that has that. There's actually porn like that. I happen to see it. It was by accident, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can see porn like that all the time. People just spend their money. I mean, you give a crackhead like $20, you know. We both live in Brooklyn, you know.
Okay.
That's you riding your way, you know.
What you trying to say? No, it's fine. Anyway, so thank you. Thank you, Chef, for waiting to the last minute to call in. I really do appreciate you, though.
Yeah, I like your show.
Thanks for checking us out in the chat room. Shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. I really do appreciate it. My first lieutenant, Brick, black reporter who never came back. Sunshine, the 404, which I'm thinking is Sean repping BBW. Neutron, Neutron, Daryl, thank you for letting me bother you on live on air. I really do appreciate it. I won't do it no more in the near future. On a quest, just the show, Philly, Big Rob, Randy, all the new people that listen to my show. It really gets better than this. We'll be back on air Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be Crush Grooves with the Crush and Black Reporter. We'll actually have some music on deck. It's spoken memoir, so we invite anybody that's a rapper that want to freestyle, if you're a poet, spoken word artist, if you have a poem, you just want to come and you just want to share whatever it is that you're doing, you sure can. Once again, lock our number in, 805-830-8320. Press that number one, and I always let you on. If you don't press the one and I recognize your number, I might let you on anyway. Also, like I said, coming this August. Oh, wait, I cut myself off. Anyway, coming this August, this August or Wednesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have a brand new segment called Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. I have two new team members coming to Team Fantasy, Trinity B out of Dallas, Texas, and we also have Frenchie by the way of New Orleans, Louisiana. They'll be joining me on Wednesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Starting August 1st and every Wednesday in August, we'll have this show. So definitely, if you're interested in lifestyle, fetishes, BDSM, we're going to cover all that. We're going to get real, real raunchy, and we're going to look at the dark side of sexuality, and we're going to get all up in there. So we have a very awesome month planned for you for August. We also have my show on Sunday nights. I'll be on this Sunday late night with the Super Fluffy Flair, which is myself, LaCrush Hearts. I'll be playing music. I'll be on webcam. I'll be doing all that. So check me out on Facebook.com/SuperFluffyFlirt. Also, visit our website, PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Tomorrow, hopefully, if I don't fall asleep too early, I will be tuned in to the Sun Always Shine show with the boy, Sun752. That's blogtalkradio.com/SUN752. We'll be tuned into the Always Shine Show. Yeah, Sun Always Shine Show. There we go. 347-677-1533 is the number to call in. Check him out. And basically, I'm going to leave y'all with a song tonight. I don't know what song it's going to be, but I'm going to go and steal one of Brick's songs because I don't be uploading music on here, and I know I should, but I don't. So we're going to steal one of Brick's songs. And before I do that, I got to play these two ads and all that good stuff. Chev?
Yes.
Why you be acting like that?
Acting like what? What I do now?
Why you was in the chat room acting up?
I was not acting up. I was just like asking what was going on with the show.
Right. You was in the chat room acting up. You can't be putting me on blast like that.
What I do?
Putting me on blast.
Hold on. You need to be about those. If I did, I'm sorry.
Can't be doing that. Oh, folks, I was told this person that I was going to do it. I want to tell y'all, if you're in Detroit, Michigan, there is a Big Girl Weekend going down, Big Girl Fabulous Weekend. It's a website, it's an online group called Michigan BBW. It's supposed to be hot. It really is supposed to be hot. It's Michigan-BBWs with an S, .com is the website, www.Michigan-BBWs.com. And it's supposed to be awesome weekend, big, beautiful, fabulous weekend. They're going to have parties. They're going to have incentives. They supposed to be doing a lot of things. A lot of things are going on during this weekend. It comes August 3rd. My good girl, Sonia Bennett, she definitely be holding it down during that weekend. And I'm going to play their little ad, and I'm going to play another little ad, and then I'm going to leave with a song. So on that note, everybody, thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate you. Much love and shout-outs, and join us on Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Everybody, come back. I got a present for you.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the people that called me at the wrong times. They always do. They call me at the wrong time. Like, really?
Michigan BBWs present a big, beautiful weekend, August 3rd through 5th, 2012. Come enjoy two dances, a BBW belly dancer, fashion shows, and other weekend surprises for a mere $45. To become a sponsor, find us on Facebook, Michigan BBWs, and visit Michigan-BBW.com for more details. Michigan BBWs, we're doing our own thing.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe, in the elegant facility of the Village Theater, in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation, Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon, Zach One, soul singer, Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist, Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Elfrida Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.